I'm sure we'll find something soon.
This is so pointless. It's rained way too recently.
This quest for firewood was the last thing I wanted to be doing right now. This trip was meant to be fun, but I don't think she's ever heard the word before. Maybe if we try to find anything that might have been covered?
Covered? It's rained for 3 days.
The way she spoke to me was already really starting to grate, and we hadn't even been out that long. Well, maybe we can find something that will work. Maybe cut something down.
Putting on flannel doesn't make you a lumberjack.
And having a voice like honey didn't make you sweet, apparently. Every second out with her was turning my gloomy mood darker. Fine, what about this? It looks dry enough, right?
That's pine. It'll burn too quickly.
Okay, but at least it'll burn.
So will you. Won't keep anyone warm, though.
Okay, how about this? This seems pretty good.
Green wood will produce too much smoke.
Green wood. It's from a tree. It should be green.
Fresh cut timber. Wood that hasn't dried out. Green wood.
Right, sure. Okay. What about that one? I had no idea she was so knowledgeable about this, but there was definitely a nicer way to talk it through. God, I knew she was hard to be around, but she was being insufferable.
You'd need to strip the ivy off of it, and good luck with that.
You know, we've been walking around, and at least I'm trying to find something.
Trying seems like a loose term for what you're doing.
Okay, what is your problem?
My problem? Well, let me tell you what my... What are you doing?
I'm making these notches on the trees that we pass so we can find our way back.
Wait, how many notches have you made? Have you been doing that this whole time?
Yep, I'm not an idiot. I don't know, maybe 12 or 15.
Okay, Hansel, we're not even that far from camp, and it's broad daylight.
Yeah, and I don't want to get lost, especially out here with you.
And if we were in a dense forest, I'd think it was a great idea. But look around. You'd have to try to get lost out here.
We can't see camp. I just thought... Okay, why do you even care? It doesn't impact you in any way. It was always better to be safe than sorry when it came to the great outdoors, in my opinion. But it seemed she was more concerned with being right. Or better than me, or both. I swear, the most infuriating people I've ever met in my life have been this way.
Ugh, whatever. Let's just keep going.
Best thing you said all day.
Ugh, no, absolutely not. Not happening.
For once, I couldn't disagree with her. We'd been monitoring the weather, and yeah, the rain this week might have lasted longer than it should, but it was absolutely meant to be clear skies over the weekend. Sounds close. Come on, we've got to go. Move it. She started off back along the way we'd come, but as I watched the roll of the clouds overhead, I knew we wouldn't get far before the rain hit. We only walked for a few more minutes before the rain began to pour. We'll never get back to camp in time. Come on, I think... Yeah, there's an old shed or something over there.
Oh my God! I can't believe this! I can't believe this is happening!
Come on, don't be such a baby. It's just rain. Just keep moving. By the time we made it to the shed, we were both soaked through our clothes. Just what I'd hoped for that weekend. Getting locked in a shelter with the last person I want to be alone with. On a weekend that was supposed to be nothing but fun and fishing with some of my old friends. It'll be okay. I got my phone. I'll text the group and let them know.
Then we can follow your notches all the way home.
You know what? When I turned to face her, I caught the sight of her, the white t-shirt sticking to her chest. I knew I had to look literally anywhere else, but I couldn't help myself. we'll get home.
What the hell was that?
What was what?
That face. You're being weird. What was that? And where are you looking? It's a shed roof, not the Sistine Chapel.
I was trying not to look directly at her, to somehow pretend I hadn't noticed the practically pornographic wardrobe malfunction the rain had created. And she may be irritating, but God, the way her wet hair was sticking to her neck gave me some ideas. Nothing, it's nothing.
Listen, if you can't take a bit of banter and pushback, don't be such a...
Okay, you know what? Fine. I was trying to be polite, but you're soaked and your top is now completely see-through. So, yeah, I was checking out your tits. Sue me.
What? Oh, I can't believe this.
She looked around hurriedly before awkwardly crossing her arms over her chest. I rolled my eyes, stripped off my sweater, and handed it to her. I'm not an asshole, after all. Here, it might not make you a lumberjack, but it'll at least help. Her cheeks flushed for a minute, but then her composure returned as she took my shirt and draped it over herself.
Thanks.
I smiled at her, trying to act natural, and I watched her face soften as she looked at me. She was actually really beautiful when she wasn't running her mouth. As long as I'd known her, she'd always had something to say, and loudly. Even if she wasn't right, she would make herself heard. Admirable, yes. Annoying, also yes.
I don't really know how I can continue berating you about your stupid notches now that you've done something nice.
I don't mind. Wait, I mean, it's okay. She seemed amused over how I tripped over my words. I couldn't stop thinking about her neck, her chest, the way her perky nipples would feel under my touch, in my mouth.
Relax. It's not like it's anything you probably haven't seen before.
Yeah, but not from you.
Well then, consider this your lucky day.
I tried to keep my eyes on her face, or somewhere else, in the mostly empty shed. But I couldn't help it that my stare kept dropping, even for a fraction of a second. And she picked up on it quickly. The look she gave me, that cloying smile, I could tell she was enjoying it. And for once, I was enjoying her company too.
Doesn't seem to be a view you minded too much.
Excuse me?
I mean, it's kind of hard to tell, but seems you enjoyed it while you could.
I watched her gaze drop, and it took me a moment to realize where she was looking. At my unwelcome reaction, straining against the front of my rain-soaked pants. I decided to take a risk. If she could play this game, so could I. You know, you come across as all teeth and claws, but I bet if someone gave it back, you wouldn't be able to take it.
Oh, really? You think I just melt away, huh?
I took a step towards her as a grin slowly spread across my face. She didn't back away, though. Not from this. Not from me.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.